Blog Talk Radio.
Joe.
Yo.
Yeah. Sorry for those technical issues. I don't know what happened to the episode. It just told me that it was going to cut off after a few seconds. I had to recreate everything. But we had Mika and Tank in, but they wouldn't let me connect. So hopefully they should be in just a second. But while we're waiting on them to reconnect, what were your thoughts on that topic? I think we kind of dropped before you got a chance to kind of jump in.
Yeah, I thought, I mean, I get where both of them coming from. I get where Tank coming from. I get where, you know what I'm saying, Mika coming from on the topic. I just thought that, you know what I mean, I couldn't blame Snoop Dogg for reacting in an emotional way based off of, you know, the depthness of the relationship that he had with the individual being disrespected. You know what I mean? At the time, I think Snoop probably felt, you know, just like many of us who watched Gayle King in an interview, like, offended and, you know, and extremely disturbed by how she was trying to slander an individual name who has literally just lost their life in the most tragic, craziest way ever. So I just, you know what I mean? Like, I get, you know, where Mika was coming from when she was saying, like, how he went about it. But, you know what I mean? I'm not going to excuse him for his tone and his way about going about it because, you know, the anger most definitely was there. He was speaking for millions at the time.
Mika, you there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if somebody interviewing me and they say, yes, Tank, and remember when your friend used to wear Budweiser, I might have a problem with that. Call it this or something right there a lot. So I might do.
Yeah, like, because I think Snoop Dogg aside, I think the salute go to Lisa Leslie. You feel me? Because the way she held it for her time.
Yeah, but Lisa Leslie was handling it in a way while doing it. We're talking about reactions to the interview. You know what I'm saying? If Lisa Leslie would have popped off, I'd have been, you know, I get it. You know, but you're talking about you watched it, you hit record on your phone, and you meant what you said. I get it. You were upset. I just think when you get to a certain age, because we were talking about age, we did stupid stuff when we were 25, 22, I get it. But when you get a certain age, come on now, you can't.
I mean, because you go down the line from, you go down the line from his age and his reaction, go down 20 years to Boosie's reaction, go down to, like, the 20, 21-year-olds who got on Twitter and bashed her as well. Like, I think it was, like, a movement, and I think what Snoop was saying was most definitely was going to come to life. They was going to come after her.
Oh, yeah, her being, like I said, her people being mad and her being dead wrong, that was totally unnecessary. I do get that. The backlash is going to be there. The extreme death threats and all that other stuff, there's a way to say you wrong without all that other stuff. That's all I'm saying. I don't care.
Also, another card.
But those are two. Those are a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
I don't know who they invited to when they see. No, what they.
In other Kobe Bryant news, Emma and Gigi was laid to rest this past Friday at the Pacific View Memorial Park in Corona Del Mar. Now we all know that it was a private funeral and public. Funeral was going to be February 24th, 10 a.m. Staples Center. Expected to be a long daddy. 12 noon here. Probably go from noon to the 6 o'clock news to the 5 o'clock news. I think.
Yeah, you know, you saw where they already did a private ceremony with friends and family on the 7th.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
That's what you just said.
Oh, okay.
So I think, you know, it's going to be good. The memorial will be big. Thing, you know, we
what
all know the big
attendance.
Huh? 10 a.m.
What time did it start?
12 noon. 10 a.m. Pacific. Could you hear that?
Yeah, I heard you.
Also, NBA All-Star Weekend is this weekend in the city of Chicago, hosted by Jordan Brand. Expect a lot of Jordans and expect a lot of tributes to Kobe. I expect the players to come out in dunk fashion. They already switched up the rules to the game, which to me is kind of crazy what they got going on. Each quarter, I mean, they're giving the money to charities, but each quarter is going to be like a mini game. In the fourth quarter, they add the sum of the totals to get to 24. And that's where the game stops or something like that. It's kind of confusing to me. But the mini games.
Yeah, I was confused by it too. I mean, I like the tributes, and I know it's gonna be a lot of tributes. And I kind of figured they was gonna do some type of, you know what I mean, Kobe in game rule change tribute to him. But the way they did it, I just was not a fan. I was like, what
right
here, like, it just seemed like a lot.
Also in Chicago news, our favorite guy Justice Smollett has just been indicted by Chicago grand jury on 6 more disorderly conduct charges. 4 more separate for filing false reports. You just can't catch a break.
Hey, before we go any further, let me just say this. I was too entertained by the whole Justice Smollett news of 2019. That entertained the life out of me. That whole case, the whole thing was way too entertaining.
It was just way – I don't know what made him step out of bounds the way he did and put that shit together like that. He should have known. And more charges today, more indictments, that's never good. But he made us
spend
money.
They want that money. He need to pay them that money. All they want is that money.
Man,
from
you got us out. You got us out looking for racist white folks. And your homeboy, you and your people that work with you. Come on, Jesse. Come on. So we'll see how that turns out for him. So he's still facing the charges from last year, plus those new additional charges. Marathon Films is in talks with Netflix and Ava DuVernay to do this documentary based on Nipsey. You know, we're coming up to this 1 year. It's already being produced by Roc Nation and his two sons. So he's trying to get the ink to dry, come to a mind, another Roc Nation on the move. I think it'll be good. They're taking their time with it. I think it'll be good for the culture. Good for Nipsey, man. What you think about that, Joe?
I think the Nipsey Hussle documentary is going to be a classic one. And I salute the, I can't think of the lady name right now, who did When They See Us. And I think she did the 13th, too, on Netflix. Both, you know, award-winning documentaries by her. I think she, you know, she just have an eye for it. I'm looking forward to it. I think she's going to do an incredible job on it.
Yeah, she's pretty good. So that's what I said, you know.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate we had to lose him like that, but I think it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Because he was doing a lot. Like we always said it before, it's more than just the music. But over this weekend, the Oscars were held, and, you know, we touched on this a couple of weeks ago, about the lack of diversity shown again. You know, we had the Golden Globe, we had the Emmys, we had the Grammys. And this weekend, here we go again with the Oscars, one nomination. We touched on it briefly when we said, do we think we need to create our own shows or our own awards? Me and Joe kind of agreed to it. I mean, you could get these. I mean, just because you don't go, you're still going to get the Oscars. So if you still, you know, you want one, Oscars been around, you want one. Hey, let them
right
out to you. You don't have to go to the show.
Yeah.
They don't want us at the show.
True that.
Why go? Why do you think that they keep going, the black actresses? And also, why do a lot of times they shade the black press on the catwalk going there? At least how they did first.
Oh, I actually saw a video of how they pretty much just hustle them on past the black media.
Right.
By the time they get to the black media, they don't have time. They hustle them on. They don't have time. Only a few select people stop by the black media. But then when they're not so hot, you know, that's who they need to get them hot. That's who they
exactly
to. That's who showing them love.
True.
That one black chick, she stopped.
True.
She made sure she got up here to stop her. I forget her name. Took off that, what's that movie, y'all? She was on Widows, the chick with the short hair. She was on a couple of movies, but I forget her name. kind of dope. Mm-hmm. She made sure she stopped in a black person yesterday. I mean, you know, Sunday doing an award show. So what y'all think? Should we just beef up the awards that we got? Should they start?
I'm a real big fan of, like, you know what I mean, taking what we have and blowing it up, like, you know what I mean, and, like, putting our resources into what we have and making it just as prestigious as whatever it is that they don't want to invite us to the table for. You know what I mean? And I do understand, like, you know, the Oscars being in such a prestigious award in that genre or whatnot, you know what I mean, in that field, that once they get that call, you almost, I don't know, you almost damned if you don't go. So I kind of see it both ways. You feel me? I don't see Denzel saying I'm not going if he's nominated. You get what I'm saying? Like, but I don't see nothing wrong with taking something that we create and building it and blowing it up just as much and let them have that shit if we're not invited for it.
But, and then the other thing is, we have seen so many people's careers that win them that don't go nowhere. Monique won an Oscar.
Yeah. That's true, too. And you know what I mean? And you can even piggyback off that. Like, it's something real strong about, okay, you don't want me here. So I take my craft, I go, I take it serious, I work hard, I go bust my ass out on my film or whatever, and I do an amazing job, and you can't deny me versus whoever it is that you put against me. Like, you can't deny certain roles and certain, you know, films or whatnot that you have to kind of give them this.
The Academy can't deny it. No, like you said, all sorts of people of color, women, people of color.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do soundtracks. We got the cinematographers, cameramen, directors,
right,
writers, producers, actors, actresses.
And you can see, like,
in every position,
I don't know,
every position that's needed, composer,
big fan.
So
yeah,
we could try to have our own.
I don't know if they're making if it's a consulted effort to make sure diversity get represented. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I can't say from expertise. I haven't seen Parasite. That's like the first foreign movie to win Best Picture or whatnot. I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
so I can't say that it was, you know what I'm saying? I can't say that it was better than the other movies that I've seen. You know what I mean? But I can see that, you know, color and, you know, minorities was being represented in different ways there. So I, you know what I mean? But I can't say, you know what I mean, it's an effort because the movie was so incredible you had to give it to it, or is that just them saying, let's try to make sure that everybody's represented.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean,
I was just saying for the people that are looking for the role reversal, gender roles and relationships, we'll get to it in just a second.
Yeah, we're going
to leave right there. As a matter of fact, that was my last bit of news.
Oh, okay.
Dwayne Wade sat down on.
Go ahead. Just keep talking.
Dwayne Wade sat down on the Ellen Show, and he discussed his son coming home, and said that he no longer goes by the name of Zion. Call him Zaya. He's 12, and refer to him from now on as she and her. And you know, Dwayne Wade, he's out there proud, and he said him and Gabby, they with him. That's what it is. So no more Zion. We all call him Zion. Now, before we go into, as we segue into our discussion, I'm asking those of us who are brothers and sisters, there's nothing wrong with that. I have plenty of cousins, relatives. But do you start calling your brother Zion, or do you keep calling him Zion? What do you guys think? Or what would you do?
I don't know if I'm comfortable enough to let my 12-year-old make that decision. Right,
you're too young because you're 12.
I'm not,
you know,
I'm not knocking anybody else. I understand people or whatever, but at the same time, I don't know if I would be comfortable letting my 12-year-old make that decision. Am I going to be trying to punch him in the chest and make him be something he ain't? Am I going to try? No. You know, you can see those kind of things. You get it, but I don't know if I just don't know. I ain't been put in that position, and I don't know. I'm talking from the outside looking in, but I don't know if I can let my 12-year-old change his name. You have to go back what's on your birth certificate until you can change it yourself.
What you think, Jay? What would you do? You got to start calling Step Sheila when he's 12.
I think if it's a little brother type thing, I think I'm going to call him whatever name I decide. I've always called him, but I agree with Meek. I mean, I think that's very young to make that kind of decision. But, I don't know enough on that topic to say more than that. I do know it's 7:35. We need to get into roller.
Set it up.
I know there's a segue into it though. You know what I mean? And how roles are switched up. And you know, that's one of the things that I touch on in the top five is the way it's shifting and the way it's merging or whatnot, you know what I mean? But I think him being 12 years old, that's a major decision to make at that age. And I don't know how comfortable I would be with allowing him to make such a definite decision, because they have, you know, and I get the support with them. You know what I mean? And I'm with me, because I ain't finna punch you in your chest. I'm not finna leave you, you know what I mean? But I'm not finna punch you in your chest and leave you in the forest and be like, you know, find your way home, man, and fear for yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
But at the same time, at 12, you know, I just think there needs to be further conversation to make sure that this is exactly what we want to do before we go announce it to the world. You know, he's Zaya now. This is Zaya.
When he comes out now, everybody just call him Zaya.
Well, but okay, so tonight's topic is role reversals and gender roles in relationships. Have the roles changed? Do you think they've changed? And if so, are you happy with the direction that relationships are going now? Hell no.
Out the back, she said, hell no.
Well, damn.
Listen, let me tell you something, ladies, let me tell you something. I know we're capable of doing things. I do. I don't want to do them, though. I don't want to do them. I don't want to change a tire. I know how to change a tire, but I'm not changing a tire unless I'm in danger. I ain't got no choice. It's going to have to be extreme circumstances. I know we can do things for ourselves, but we gonna have to learn how to back up off of some of this, because I ain't gonna do it and I won't do it. I don't want to. I hate those scenarios where it says a woman makes $750,000 a year and her man makes $30,000 a year. Should he help pay for the house? Yes, he stay there. Where are these things coming from? I do know statistics. More women are graduating college. More women are making more money. I get all of that. But we got to figure out how to make this money thing still equate to an equal relationship, if that makes sense. Because I hear too many horror stories where where everything is a little bit off balance because we're running households now. And I don't want to be the head of my household. If I'm going to be the head of my household, I'm going to be by myself. I'm gonna be by myself, so I'm not a fan of this role reversal. I'm not a fan of where relationships are now, because I hear too many horror stories. It's not just, you know, I'm not alone. I've heard them. I hear them on a regular basis.
What do you say, you know, when you hear what do you consider a horror story?
No, just, you know, getting in situations where they are meeting these guys. These guys are acting like they're go-getters and they're taking care of stuff. And then you get a few years down the line and all of a sudden they stop doing all the things that they were doing because evidently you got it, you taking care of it. Now you the sole breadwinner in a relationship. I hear it all the time, where they just give up and allow them to take care of the household.
Ain't you talking about like after years, Mika?
Yes. It's more common than not, believe it or not.
I can't believe my brother. I can't believe my my brother's out here doing that. That's really hard for me to swallow over here.
they are.
It's shocking to me, bro. Like it's hard to even. Like I'm trying to soak this in. This is like very like this is news.
This is mind blowing, Joe.
They just losing their no balls. They balls are gone.
Yeah, just more times than not. There's somebody that's gonna listen to this at another time, and I'm gonna be like, oh my god, is she talking about me? I'm talking about it happens more so than not. There's nothing like having a conversation, and it's like a trend. It's like they come in, things are good, and I'm not talking about losing a job where, ooh, babe, I gotta have you for a little while. Those things are gonna happen. That's a whole nother conversation about how to run a household where it only takes one income. So if somebody lose their job, y'all good. But that's a whole nother. That's budgeting 101. I'm talking about just flat out decide that it's okay for the female to take care of the majority of the household. It's not a good look. You should always want to do your part. Always want to do your part. There's a lot of guys that just give up. I don't know if the mindset is, oh, she got it. I don't know what it is. I'm not a man. I can't answer for them. I can only answer from the female's perspective. It's not a good feeling. No woman wants to be the head of their household. Even the ones that run their mouth and claim that they do. They don't want to be the head of the household. I'm sorry. I don't want to do it. Y'all not to be speaking. It's real. It's a real thing. That's a real thing.
Yeah, I only thought that was like in it. I only thought that was like in extreme cases. Like, you know, if me, regular me, married to Fantasia.
So you thought baby boy was fictional?
Of course it's folks like that now. You know that, but not the book. The way you say it, like you said, it's just shocking. I ain't know what this prevalent. Of course it's that now. It's gonna be that. It's gonna be hood rat. So it's gonna be that. That's hand in hand, that's with it, but unless you just, you know, now you go with Tamar Braxton or something. Well, yes, you're gonna have to get the bill. It's Tamar Braxton. It's Fantasia. So I thought I can see it in extreme cases, you know.
So, yeah, even with the extreme cases, though, it used to be a time men would still want to do something, be of a benefit somehow.
I mean, you're going to have to do something, but
I think that's where what I was going to is that it doesn't all have to be financial, I guess, at least in the way that I interpret it. That, I mean, like, if you're at a house, are you taking care of everything? Are you picking up the kids? Are you doing all of those other things? Because, I mean, in this world, to what you said is, I mean, women are much more educated, and they are getting more opportunities than they ever have. And there's going to be a lot of times that the woman is going to be making more than the spouse, but is the spouse doing all of those other things to balance out that workload? Because I never want to feel outworked in anything.
But you may not be outworked. Your partner could make more than you, but what difference does it make? If she's making 140 and you making 80, you good.
I guess what I'm saying is if she's making 140, then I should be doing the cooking when she get off work.
If the money is, like I said,
what you gonna say, Tank?
Okay. you can get that 80-90 that you getting, and you can get that the hard way. You know what I'm talking about? You at the plant with it, or you on the you swinging railroad. You a railroad conductor with it. You getting it like that, and she, you know, an A&R. getting the 175. She's working less and making more money than you, but still not rich. So, you're technically working harder. So even though she make that 170, you're going to swing, you're going to put rail bars down or work at Williams every Saturday, then come home and cook a dinner and pick up the kids because you make $60,000 more. You're not. Or if you do, you won't be able to do that long. The job will tear you down. Whoever.
No, that's a fair point.
That's why
but
I
there are
all
got to be
money.
Some things that you've got doing as the man of the house.
You're going to do something. And that's what I was going
to
say that I
you
do. You don't want
to
just do nothing. And that's basically, if you ain't doing nothing, that's the problem. You got to do, like she said, contribute to something. That's what I'm saying. It's not like you're not making nothing. So whatever you make, just like in if you wasn't living with her, you're gonna have to pay your way. So you got to do at least.
If you was not living with her, you still gotta pay your way. That's
right.
All I'm saying. If you have
the least you're gonna do is that. So that's what I'm saying. It baffles me. The least you're gonna do is that. Now some dudes I can say that take advantage of chicks. So sometimes I say those polls be skewed. Dudes will just say anything now, but they might be just on a take advantage mode. Fall back, ain't shit, just take advantage. Don't care nothing about it. Because they can't just see, like you said, dudes just fall back and do nothing with it. Makes no sense. But I guess some do. Some it's a scam.
I don't know, some people come in on that way.
What?
What's that, Joe? What you mean?
I'm saying some people come in on the I'm just about to scam her ways. Like, you know what I mean? That's what they're looking
right.
for anyway, is somebody to just support them. They come in on it. It don't just
right.
become there over time. That was their mentality
right.
when they saw her. You know what I mean? Like they
right.
went in on it.
Oh, this girl a doctor, this girl a lawyer, this girl that. Baby girl, you finna be hit. If you even think like that from the beginning, it's a whole shambles off the top. So emotionally, I'm agreeing with Joe. Emotionally, the dude ain't get like that. You the target from the jump. Oh, my God, he wasted 6 years of my life to do that? The simple, basic answer, yes. See, women,
and my question would be, why it take you 6 years to know?
Right.
But that's, again, we're talking about gender roles and they switching up and do we like in the relationship today? I just think, some of it is so clear cut now. It's like, back in the day, it's not the same. You know what I mean? Well, you had like cookie cutter ounces, the man's supposed to cut the grass. The man's supposed to take out the trash. The man's supposed to do this.
Yeah.
Man, you know what I mean? Like, I think society in different ways, like the different things that has been going on over the years has kind of constructed us to have to get outside of that thinking process. Whereas, you might got a woman now who's a single, she's single as hell. She got two kids or whatever. You know, she ain't got a man there to take out the trash. She doing it. You know what I mean? Like, so she had to take on those roles herself anyway. Not because she wants to, but because it's just the way
right.
shit is
and
right
she
now.
She there by herself. See, yeah. But
I don't care nothing about you cutting no grass, but I do care about you thinking,
I'm finna cut grass.
ain't no way in hell a dude live with a chick and she cutting the grass. Get the fuck out of
here. Hold up, Tank. You can't say that. How many times have you pulled up to the gas station and seen a dude sitting in the passenger side seat?
Hey, let me tell you this.
Let me tell y'all
one thing just off the top. If your neighbor got his wife cutting grass, your neighbor is a pimp. You just don't know it. Ain't no way Booth ain't cutting grass and you chilling. Nah. I mean, it can be done. If it's done, I'm telling you what it is now. That's what it is.
I'm not Yeah, I ain't disagreeing with you. You feel me? Like, I ain't disagreeing with you on that at all. But what I'm saying is, you know what I mean, you got to start looking at the numbers of how many dudes are staying with females and how many people are in a relationship by day, because there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of change in income and women equality and all that. Well, women don't necessarily, quote unquote, have to have a man. You feel me? She don't necessarily need Stedman, though, so she going to get that damn grass cut one way or the other, with Stedman or not. You feel me? So, like, there's a lot of females who don't have a dude in the house. So, righteously, she got to take care of that shit herself, whether she paying out of her pocket to get it done or whether she taking her ass out there to do it herself.
I think one thing that we also had to factor in is how many roles is the only role that the male or the female in these relationships has ever known. Like, I ain't never known to step up, and I don't even know how to change a tire. I mean, I'm not saying me. I'm talking about the male to know to step up and do male type head of the household type things. And for that same measure, some women don't know what to expect out of a man.
But look, Jay, as a man, if you're in a relationship with this shit, your job is to get it done. Okay, it's a spare tire. You don't know how to change it. Either YouTube it or guess what? Pay to come get it done. It ain't gonna be that much money.
But you better get it done.
The job is you get it done. You are the man in the relationship. Anything.
The worst thing you can ever have, thing you can ever have your woman tell you is to look you in your face and say, "Don't worry about it. I got it." Mm-hmm. Like, when she hit you with that, "Don't worry about it. I got it," then, bro, like, you might as well just go jump off whatever, you know, cliff you can jump off of, because, like, it's a done deal. She's going to make sure it gets done.
If you hear or receive a text that say, "Don't worry about it," you should.
It's not good.
You should. That's either.
What was that code on Lean On Me? Joe Carter walking down the halls with the gates on the
the enemy is here.
Hey, the enemy is here.
Don't worry about it. or you ask, "Hey, did you ever get that tie changed?" And she say, "Yup," and she don't have no explanation. You should be scared.
Yeah.
Somebody that got it done.
It's too many ways and too much stuff for you to make things happen. So you got to make it happen. Really, that simple.
Yeah. Because I often wonder about people who grow up in a household that didn't see a male presence in a household. You know what I mean? Like, they roles or whatnot can't be skewed by what they saw. You feel me? Like, you can expect the woman that you be with to be superwoman like your mother had to be. Or, you feel what I'm saying, women who didn't have a guy else. You know what I mean?
I didn't have a male presence in my household. I had a mama that was superwoman, but I'm going to tell you who don't want to be superwoman is this woman. And I don't view, like Tank said, just because you don't know how to fix things, or I expect for you to get things done. Now, I'm very capable of getting things done. Now, I do have some friends that say, "Oh, I want them to fill my car up and get my oil changed." And I don't need nobody to do that. If you're in the car with me, I expect for you to pump gas. But if I'm by myself, I'm not going to come all the way home on E for you to get me some damn gas. That's the dumbest thing I ever seen in my life. I'm going to stop and get my gas. If my oil needs to be changed, I'm going to drive through the little jiffy thing and get my oil changed. I'm not that much of a damsel in distress. But if we're in a household together, then my expectations are going to be that I shouldn't have to worry about if the sink stopped up. I ain't calling no plumber. I expect for you to be here, because I don't want to deal with, and this is another reason I don't want to deal with another man, because men hit on us. If you're handling those things, then you're taking me out of the equation of me being hit on. I don't have to deal with that bullshit. You should be able to deal with you dealing with another man. You make those appointments.
That's free game to my listeners. Go ahead. That's free game.
Yeah, me and you should be wanting to make those phone calls. You should be wanting to set up those mechanic calls. You should want to set up those plumbing or repairing things, or even with if you or you got a yard man, you should be wanting to do those meetups. Stop letting your women meet up with these men or have these men come in. Y'all should be wanting to handle that.
I think you all are like, let's not say like guys, you should want to. Like, I think we should just say, guys, you better do it. Because if the plumber come there and you sitting there in your sweatpants and your tank top or whatnot, hell yeah, he's going to get on you.
She just get y'all free games.
You cannot work for me and try to date me too. Like, you got to choose a struggle. You can't try to holler at me and paint my house too, because you're going to paint it for free. You can't get both. You can't expect me to pay me and try to holler at me too.
Savage.
You got to choose a struggle.
Can't disagree with that shit at all.
Savage.
From that perspective, it makes not even the roles. You should just want to handle the men that are coming around trying to repair your household. Just saying.
They gonna deal with you. Whatever you need, did the household by the outside source. They deal with you. That's all you got to do. That's what you should do. You is the king.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that don't mean. Like I will agree with Jay said kind of earlier. That don't mean that if it's day that you're available, you can cook. Ain't nothing wrong with you cooking or getting that having the dinner ready or washing dishes or washing clothes. It's a team, but you can't ignore
So you gotta be
if you do it like that, you ain't gotta be worried about it. That's all you gotta do.
If I
come can't
home,
put it on one person.
No, you can't put all it on one person. If I come home and you're sitting in the kitchen talking about what we eat, you better not eat it if I cook it.
Shit.
You know that gangster.
I mean, because we have some of those stereotypes we have to let alone, that women cooking and cleaning all of those, because women wasn't working. You know what I'm saying? We're both
right.
Working. So
y'all got jobs now.
We got jobs.
Plus kids.
Great
so,
jobs. You feel
know.
Me?
Right. We making money. We're being out of the household. We still, you know, especially kids are in the equation.
Right.
Y'all ever know that people be together and be happy in the maternity photos, and then 2 years later they don't be together? People don't get it. A year.
Year, shit.
If they make it through that first 2-3 months,
I'm a person of a little baby at a young age. It's hard, man. If you young and have a baby, it's not no joke. I promise you that. It's a whole lot of for everybody involved. Let me tell you, for everybody involved, that shit is a lot of pressure. It's pressure. That shit is pressure. It's no joke. Like you say, everybody you see them hugged up, big kitchen group, it's just over with in a minute. Because guess what? Somebody going to have to do a hell of a lot of work. And whoever doing the hell of a lot of work is not going to like that in short order. That's what the problem is. There's a lot of shit going on. Feed, cleaning up, vacuuming. You got a lot of
Then you add a baby into the equation, something else that's
right.
You got the them tough. Anybody
tough.
That think a baby save relationship got to be delusional.
They tough, boy.
But it happens more often than not. That's the sad part.
Right. Have a baby to save a relationship. Yeah, you all see you spunk that one.
Damn sure don't save it. He's gonna test it.
I was thinking when I was thinking about the show on World of Commercials, I was thinking almost kind of like men, either in kept situations or like not necessarily super extra large cash amounts differences, but you know, big differences. I like Candy and Todd role reversal. Do y'all think what y'all think his role with Candy is? Do y'all think he's the flip side? She always been about the paper, but she always been the cake mama too. So he know that going
on.
I
think Todd is an asset. I think he's helping. I don't think he's just around spending. I think he's bringing money in as well.
No.
I think he's.
Hey, and
he's... Go ahead, John.
I love the example though, because I do, you
right.
know, I think about Todd and Ken a lot in this discussion, because I want to say, although I think he's a help, I do think he has to look in the mirror sometimes and that's where his all these grand ass ideas come from. Because I think he struggles in the sense of, I need that next big thing to show my worth in this relationship. Because the outside world just see Ken as the, you know, the breadwinner, she bringing all the money in or whatnot. What can I do to, you know, bring it in? So that's where you go with, I got a club idea, I got a restaurant idea, I got this idea, I got that idea, because I think he's looking for his niche. They go hit so hard that make her go, okay, my baby is a must have, blah, 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 blah. But I just wonder how he, you know, how guys in them situations feel when they woman is known for being a success story and you still trying to find your identity within that.
Especially when the mama always down and back to him, he ain't got no money. But
because mama OG don't be playing at all.
Yeah, Todd didn't have
Mama
any money,
don't be
but
playing
he was all. He was working. You know what I'm saying? Like he was on production on the show or whatever when they met.
Yeah,
so, PA I mean, he wasn't sitting still or anything. But I do think he's answered. But I do think you're right, Joe. He's always trying to prove himself. But like I said, her mama don't help at all. She a good one. I'm the mayor.
Yeah. That mama hey, helped
I was
her.
Okay.
She helped.
But
I don't think that
all of this is done without having a help me. And I think that's what he is. I think he's really a good help me. Like he's really she's able to do so much more because she has somebody.
He's like her manager.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what that's what he's like. An assistant and the manager at the same time.
Right. And then, you know, somebody she can really, really, really trust. Like he earning his to say it like that. Earning his keep. You know what I'm saying? Like he not
because
offer.
He is all the guys tell the story. Even when I used to live over the block name used to talk about it. I'm telling you, she is Cake Mama Central. Todd is not gonna let it escape. Cause Candy got the cash. He can't catch her. Candy got cash.
Yeah.
She continues to get it. The concert thing she be doing, the little erotic shit, keep selling out. The sex toys going. TV shows.
He's not gonna
song.
He ain't gonna catch her. But
not gonna
catch. I know, and he ain't gonna catch her at all. But I do think identity wise, he would like a place in there where he could say, hey, you know what I mean? She got this. She got this. She got this. But I got this as well, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't know if he found that thing for him yet.
Hey, Joe, want to go ahead and hit us with the top five?
Yeah, go ahead and jump into that. Grab my notes on my tank sheet right quick. You know what I'm saying? All right. Straight up. But, yeah, like, so tonight, you know, we were discussing gender roles and how they play a part in the world today, and is it changing? And, you know, is it for the good? Is it for the bad? You know what I mean? Relationships and whatnot. But I went in the way of the five reasons gender roles are merging today. I think all of us can agree that gender roles have taken a huge, you know, a huge shift from where they have come from 100 years ago, even 60 years ago. We are in a different time, and roles are different now. So I'm going to jump into these top five, the top five reasons gender roles are merging today. So number five, I think the media, you know what I mean, always put out a certain picture when it comes to gender and gender roles and how they can be defined. And you know how the media is, the way the media go, so goes a lot of today's society for real. So we can look at number five as the media. Media going to portray some things, and some people are going to follow. So I think gender roles have shifted because of that as well. Number four, I think single-parent homes. Like, you know, with this uprise of single-parent homes, I think gender roles had to have a shift to make sure that, you know, those homes are going to float. You know what I mean? I look at it like this. Men are natural providers, but they have to become more nurturing when in those situations. Women, quote unquote, are they are nurturers, but you know they as well can be providers, and that's where you see a huge shift there. Women, you know, can be nurturing all day, but now they're providing for them homes now. And whereas we have been looked at for years, forever, as the providers of the house, now men in situations have to become more nurturing because, you know what I mean, those roles are shifting. So you see men doing the daddy-daughter dates or whatever, the father-daughter time. I think our boy Kobe is one of those that we saw, you know what I mean, spending plenty of time with his girls and doing a lot of things like that. But you have to have show a softer side than we used to in this, you know, in this climate. So four, the reason why gender roles are merging are single-parent homes. Number three, society. You know what I mean? Society has changed. Society has become more receptive to change. And with society got their arms open with change, so goes, you know, the world. Like, so we look at D-Wade, for example. I think, you know, D-Wade, I forgot what show it was. You said Ellen, I think. When D-Wade sat on Ellen and announced that his son was, you know, changing his name and making that change, society has allowed for that, you know what I mean, for him to be there open and free to announce that on a show, like a number one talk show of a woman who herself had those identity fights over a period of time. And, you know, as a lesbian female or whatever, having one of the top shows in TV, it just shows you how much society has changed. So with society being so receptive and arms open to that, you get those announcements. And, you know, who knows? There's another million kids that's probably struggling with identity who might feel empowered to go to their parents and hope for that same love and support or whatnot. So number three, society has changed. Number two, the reason why gender roles are merging, it has merged so much so, it's a necessity now. You know what I mean? We have to, you pretty much got to share to make it today. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of couples who, you know, we talked about this earlier. You can't put everything on the person that you're with. You know what I mean? Those roles are not set no more. Like, she's not in the house waiting on you to come home from work. She's at work herself. So by the same token that you want dinner cooked and you want a clean house to come home to, she deserves that as well. So, like, you can't expect for a person who's working 12 hours to then come home and say, hey, now clean up the house, now cook dinner and whatnot. Why can't you do that? So you see a lot of guys who probably before, you know, wasn't cleaning up the house, wasn't washing dishes, wasn't trying to prepare meals. They happen to, you know, do that for a working woman as well, whether he worked or whether he worked too. You have to just share those loads. And so you see roles merging into each other in order to make a household flourish. And there's nothing wrong with that. So number two, it has become a necessity to make it today. And that's why you see a lot of gender roles merging. So number one, and I think the number one reason why gender roles has merged so much over the last 50 years, I think the balance of power has shifted. And I think, like, you know, whereas you can look in history and see where women was just 50, 60 years ago. You can't say that, though, you know, women are there now. I'm not saying that they have overcome all the way and there's a 100% equality between the two, but there has been an enormous change where you're starting to see, you know, you see women that are CEOs, you see women coaches in sports, head coaches at that, or in the NFL culture. You see women in power positions. You see women getting promotions over guys or whatnot. You're starting to see women putting themselves in a lot of powerful COO, CEO positions in multi-million-dollar companies or whatever. And because of that, you know what I mean, because of that, that balance of power is shifting. So we have to watch those normal gender roles that we grew up looking at get demolished because of this change. And I salute it. You know what I mean? So I think guys can just throw away the old narrative that I'm the man this and I'm the man that and I'm too big to do this and I'm too big to do that. You know what I mean? If you got to work a woman, then you're going to have to let those roles change and share some of that load with her. So that's Joe's top five of why gender roles are merging. And they will be posted. Appreciate it. Game film. I need a sponsor, but like I need like a Joe's Top Five is brought to you tonight by a gang, you know, Mountain Dew and some shit like that.
Right.
By my mama, my mama and him. Chicken rind and pork rind
Emporium. Hey, we gonna feel like we made when we get flavors as a sponsor. We just want food.
We just want some food, some Mexican fries or something. You feel me? I just thought it was cool that to hear like the conversation and like kind of touched every one of my top five. Though, like you know what I mean? I kept every time the. It came up, I was just saluting it because everything that was in the top five kind of been touched on or whatnot. So, y'all was like spot on tonight.
Well, thank you. I definitely think the single parent, well, you know, I think you hit it again on the top five. I thought that definitely touched on everything we talked about and. I didn't even really think about the media, but that's definitely one that I didn't even take into account.
And this one, like, you know what I mean, with, and I say media, you know, as far as, like, everything that goes into that, but you look at Tyler Perry movies and how we have, like, how we said we could have hours and hours long discussions on gender roles within just his films alone, you know what I mean, and how they get, you know, orchestrated and how he write them, but it is what it is. Like when the media put it out there, then it's almost what gets followed a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? It's an interesting topic, though. Very interesting topic.
It definitely is an interesting topic. Well, I'll go ahead and since we're about at our closing time, I kind of go ahead and give parting shots. Next week we will be back live from Chief Photography Studio. Shout out to Tommy Armstead for allowing us to be able to host our show from his studio. So we will be back next Tuesday, 7 o'clock live. Also, I kind of want to give a. Thoughts and prayers to the Ash family with the loss of their father at this tough time. So definitely want to have them and definitely got them in my thoughts and prayers.
My partner, so, next week we're back live next week.
We're saying that it's been that's why I say I just want to throw the whole week away. Keep in mind as you go about your day that everybody's dealing with something. And even if they're not dealing with something, a friend of theirs is dealing with something. We got to be kind to each other in these moments and these thoughts. I know there's a lot of harsh things that go on. I know the internet is brutal, but always be mindful of the people that you meet. Always try to be kind because everybody's going through something. We just got off the holidays. Everybody still hadn't recuperated from that. We got some people that's really, really sad now because Valentine's Day coming up.
Right.
You know, oh, speaking of Valentine's Day, I'm about to turn 40 for the fourth time Friday. I can't
have
Valentine's
okay.
Day. But, again, seriously, be kind. Be kinder if you're already kind. And just keep that in mind, that everybody is struggling with something, everybody's going through something. That's all I got.
What a party at Friday. What are we doing?
Man, my girl
down, so
I ain't doing much.
I do understand. I understand that.
Yeah. You know, losing a parent is not easy.
Yo, you did your party shop. Are we done?
No, like, yeah, my party shop would just be that. Like, I just can't do that but echo what Mika said. I think she put it so perfectly, man. Like, be kinder to your people. My heart and, you know, my heart and my condolences out to Care. I think we all love Care. And so, shout out to the Ash family, all of them, and her and Dee. So I just pray for them and, you know, hope them, you know, pray that they have strength through this tough time. Looking forward to the live next week as well. Man, we just keep growing and growing. So, you know.
Hey, Mickey, you think our surprise will be ready by next show?
It should be.
All right.
It should be.
All right.
Yeah, I don't like surprises, man. What the hell y'all got going on, man?
Game 7 Radio. We'll see y'all next Tuesday.
All right.
All right. Yeah.